King David left Jerusalem with his household and the troops who had remained loyal to him. He feared that Absalom might put the city to the sword if there was any resistance. As the king was fleeing along the road leading to the Jordan River, a man named Shimei, a member of Saul's family, appeared on the hillside and pelted David and his officials with stones, cursing the king as he went. "Get out, you bloodthirsty man, you scoundrel," he shouted, as he showered the king with dirt. "The Lord has repaid you for the blood you shed in the household of Saul, and has handed your kingdom over to your son, Absalom, because you are a man of blood." David was escorted by his special guard and the troops who had gone with him. One of his commanders, Abishai, said to David, "Why should this dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and cut off his head." The king answered, "Let him curse me. If my own son wants to take my life, how much more this Benjamite? Leave him alone." So David went on his way broken-hearted, and Shimei continued to hurl insults and throw stones. While the king fled from Jerusalem, Absalom and all his supporters entered the city. Ahithophel was with him. Hushai the Archite, David's friend and adviser, had returned to Jerusalem. He went to Absalom and said, "Long live the king." This took the prince by surprise. "Is this the love you show your friend?" he asked. "Why didn't you go with him?" Hushai replied, "The one chosen by the Lord and by all Israel is the one I will serve. Besides, should I not serve the son as I did the father?" Absalom was only too glad to have Hushai as second counselor. Then he asked Ahithophel, "Give us your advice. What should we do?" At that time, the advice Ahithophel gave was like that of one who inquires of God. No one questioned the wisdom and understanding of the king's chief counselor. He told the prince to publicly take possession of his father's harem. David had left 10 concubines in Jerusalem to look after the palace. If Absalom lay with these women, it would be understood by all Israel that he now ruled the people. It would be the final, irrevocable step in assuming the kingship, as well as the worst of insults for David, making impossible any reconciliation between the father and the son. So a tent was pitched on the roof of the palace, and Absalom lay with his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Then Ahithophel said to the prince, "Let me choose 12,000 men and set out tonight in pursuit of David. I will attack him when he is weary and weak. The people with him will flee. I will smite the king only and bring the people back to you. David's death will make all Israel come to you unharmed." This plan seemed good to Absalom and to all the elders of Israel. But the prince also wanted to consult his second adviser. Hushai knew that he must delay pursuit at all costs. So he replied, "This time the advice Ahithophel has given is not good. You know your father and his men. They are mighty fighters, as fierce as a wild bear robbed of her cubs. Your father will not spend the night with his men. He will hide. If we attack tonight, your troops will be slaughtered, for all Israel knows that your father is a fighter and that all those with him are brave. Then your men will be discouraged. So I advise you to gather the people from Dan to Beersheba, as numerous as the sand on the seashore, and for you to lead them into battle. We will attack David wherever he is, and none of his men will be left alive." This advice was not so good as that of Ahithophel, as a prepared attack would take time. But Absalom and the elders of Israel said, "The counsel of Hushai is better than that of Ahithophel." This was because the Lord had determined to frustrate the good advice of Ahithophel in order to bring disaster on Absalom. When Ahithophel saw that his advice had not been followed, he saddled his donkey and went home. He put his house in order and hanged himself. Hushai went at once to tell Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, what had been decided. "Send your 2 sons immediately," he said to them, "and tell David not to spend the night at the fords, but to cross over without fail, or he and the people will be destroyed should Ahithophel's advice be followed." The sons of the 2 priests were waiting at a place outside Jerusalem, as they did not dare to be seen in the city. Next episode, the death of Absalom.